T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, because without you, it wouldn't be me. So you don't get enough credit, but I'm always giving you the credit. And, you know, you got to relax, man. You got to chill. You know, you YBO team, you always, videos, you cussing out the kids. You got to chill. My big brother, man, appreciate you. Oh, man. You know, it's all love. I'm going to see you this summer.
I love this dude.
So that was audio of Bradley Beal listening to a message from Jason Tatum. You know, Bradley Beal is coaching one of these youth teams. I don't know if it's officially Keith AAU or whatever, but
right.
Bradley Beal has talked about how it's hard for him to kind of mind his tongue a little bit when it comes to coaching these kids. He's a little like Andy Hart, I guess we would say, in that respect.
Yeah, is that good passion, or is that just being a psychopath?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a fine line there.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit of both, don't you think?
I do.
He's trying to push those kids to where they've never been before, but maybe doesn't completely exactly know how to do it. And, well, we had a little hope last week. For those who had hope that Bradley Beal might be available and he might be coming here and that Jason Tatum might say, yo, you just heard it there. I want my big brother with me and all that.
Right.
Bradley Beal is doing what the overwhelming majority of Americans would do. It looks like he is taking the money, because if Bradley Beal went into free agency, it would only be, on average, $40 million a year. Now he'll sign a deal that is more like $50 million a year, right, on average.
And then it's one of those things where you're not going to appease everybody, because anytime there's a big-time player who can opt out and join another team, you can get ripped for it, like Kevin Durant did when he left Oklahoma City Thunder and he joined the Warriors, right? He got ripped for it. He won 2 titles, but now people are calling them into question. Or Bradley Beal potentially stays with Washington, which is a loser, or an absolute losing franchise. So how do you look at that? You're like, oh, well, the guy doesn't want to win, or you're like, oh, the guy's super loyal, right? Like, how do you go? Like, this is the team that drafted him. He's played his whole career there. Or maybe it's what you hit on. He just wants the most money. And outside of a sign and trade where he can make the same money somewhere else, he figures this is the easiest way. Hopefully we get some players to join me, but if not, whatever. I'll count my $50 million a year and continue to average 29 points a game for the Wizards.
Well, isn't this one of those, there's what the player wants, there's what the fan wants, and then there's just logic? Like, it seems illogical for Bradley Beal to be loyal to the Washington Wizards, considering how terrible they've been, unless it really is about the money. And this is just my total guess here. Bradley Beal signs the Supermax. He plays with Washington next year. They stink once again.
And then he gets
flipped. There you go. Then he raises the hand in the air and says, yep, I'd like to get out of here now that he's got all that max money. And look, I don't blame him.
Right.
That's, you know, when you're look, and people, I know for people who don't have money, I think they look at it of the, well, you never be able to spend that much. But I think people who make money at that level say $180 million versus $253 million. What? There's even a question here?
Yeah, right. That's is a big difference. And I also think we talked to Ryan McDonough last week, and he was saying there's really only like 4 or 5 teams that have a ton of cap space right now.
Yep.
And it's like, what, Portland and Indiana and a few places where Beal's probably looking at like, well, I'm not going to go there. Like, what's the point of that?
He's not going to Orlando.
I'll just stay in Washington and make more money. And if in 2 years we're still hitting our heads against the wall, at that point it might be the best for everybody. At least Washington gets something back for him. He doesn't just leave for nothing. And he gets a chance to win in his 30s. Because right now he turns 29 tomorrow.
Wow.
So for all those like, oh, would you want him instead of Brown? Or how could you get them all together? It's so convoluted on how you could get Beal to Boston anyway. And I don't even know how great that fit would be, to be honest. Like, I think they need another distributor more than they need another guy that can just shoot it from the outside.
Well, this arguably takes one of the bigger chips off the market for every team in the NBA.
Yeah.
So Beal's just going to stay there and re-sign and take the money.
Well, we had the caller last week that said he was coming here, remember? He was he was dead set on coming here. So I don't know if that changes.
That was the guy who didn't know what team he played on call.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, it didn't matter. His
Bradley Beal's coming here.
Bradley Beal's.
Because Bradley Stevens had given
him and Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
Do you like it better when somebody adds an S to a name that doesn't have one, or takes the S off, like when Wiggy says Josh McDaniel?
Bradley Stevens got the okay.
I actually like the extending of the first name. Instead of Brad, he goes to Bradley Stevens.
Yeah, yeah.
And normally, I like it when they drop it.
Yes.
Because whenever people insert another letter into someone's name,
yeah,
normally, our loathful friend of the show, Mike Giardi.
Yeah.
But when people call him Mike Girardi.
Slip it on him. Yep.
It tickles me because he hates it so bad.
What about when people mess up the animal that's in a hyphenated last name?
Ricky Snails Jones.
There is that.
That's the best. That is the best.
Snails Jones.
Classic mix up. Seal or snail?
Snail. Same thing.
Ricky Snails Jones.
Similar size, by the way.
Yeah. No, but I do like the.
When we talked to Brian Windhorst about it.
See, there you go.
I like it's Mike McDaniels with the Dolphins and Josh McDaniel with the Raiders now.
There you go.
That's always a good one.
I mean, if Mike McDaniels signed Ricky Snails Jones, then they'd have the fastest offense in the
that would be pretty good.
In the AFC. So I think
Beal's just going to – I mean, he's staying there. And
taking the money. Don't blame him.
And
a lot of money.
Because it was so unrealistic in my mind that he would end up here – it's probably still a net positive for the Celtics because you don't have to worry about him on Washington. But if he somehow landed in Miami or Philly, you would take those teams more serious, right? So
no question.
So if he stays in Washington, it's like, all right, fine. You know, you'll play him a couple times during the regular season. He and Tatum can hug, but you're probably going to still beat them, and they're going to be the 8-9 seed. They're not a factor.
By the way, Rich, don't you think there were other teams who were watching what was going on here with Bradley Beal in the hey? We might actually be able to kind of get this guy. Let's keep an eye on this sort of scenario. Just in terms of if he did opt out, then it became, oh, wait a minute. Maybe telling me there's a chance kind of thing. I would have to think that while we're looking at it from a fan standpoint, I don't know how realistically the Celtics were really sitting there thinking we could get Bradley Beal. But I bet you there's a handful of other teams that thought, hey, I might be able to get that guy. And now they've got to go to plan B or 1A or however it would be.
Yeah, now you're trying to talk yourself into like, can we get Kyrie Irving to be normal? Like, where do you go from there? Because there's a handful of big-name guys that have the player option, and it seems like most of them are either going to sign extensions or whatever, but you still got Kyrie kind of hanging around out there. And so those teams that wanted to make the big splash and grab a guy that's still in their prime, if it's not Beal, you're right, you gotta turn somewhere else. Because when we were looking at the list last week of either free agents or, you know, potential free agents, kind of fell off a cliff after like five or six names, right? It's like five or six like all-star established guys, and then, all right, maybe a guy who could be good in the right spot kind of thing.
It's going to be a lot of mid-level type players that are going to be passed around the league this year as teams try to retool.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.